Hello, everyone. This is OmniTalk Retail coming to you live from the Vusion booth number 1307 at NGA. I'm Ann Mazenga.
And I'm Chris Walton.
And we have another special guest for you. Standing in between us is Dylan Queen, the VP of Marketing and Operations at Queen's Price Chopper. Dylan, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you today. How's the show been going so far?
So far, so good. This is my first steps on the show floor. Just come see you guys. So right now, a few sessions, a little bit of information, but mostly it's just been networking and fun so far.
Amazing. Well, let's give the audience listening a little bit of your background and then a little bit about Price Chopper, if you will.
Yeah, so my background, I'm third generation with our family. We got started back in 79 with my grandpa. So
okay.
Grandpa, dad, now myself.
Okay.
So we have five stores with Price Chopper. We're a high-low market strategy, part of a 52-store chain in Kansas City. And so we're part of a larger group, but with our five stores, we do a pretty good job. But being a smaller company, a lot of the responsibility falls to dad and myself. So
did you grow up in the stores then?
I did. Basically from 14 is when we could start. And so a lot of sacking, a lot of stocking and this and that. And then I worked in our pharmacies as well.
Okay.
Ended up in a merchandising role through college.
Oh, wow.
And then after college, went and did my own thing. I worked for Kraft Heinz for a year.
Okay.
And then came back and started with marketing and grew more into the operations.
Amazing.
So you got the CPG side of things.
I did.
Cool.
Yeah, working with Kraft Heinz was an awesome experience because I immediately started doing our buying. And so understanding their presentations and how we were trying to get customers to purchase made me understand how they were trying to get me to purchase.
Very smart move. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go off script a little bit. So does Kansas City have the best barbecue?
Yes, they do.
Yes, 100%. Undoubtedly.
I'm here traveling with somebody from Memphis, and I think he'd even agree with this.
Okay, awesome. Shots fired. All right, so you're speaking on stage, right? What are you going to be talking about today?
So we did it at 8:45 this morning.
Okay.
Already knocked it
already
out.
Already done it.
It was about artificial intelligence and its role in the marketplace. And everybody immediately thinks ChatGPT, and that's really not what we were talking about.
Okay.
BR Data is the company that we were doing it with.
Okay.
And we've been doing a demand pricing system, which is really price optimization.
Mm-hmm.
But they do a great job of prioritizing which categories to implement first and how we want that strategy to look. So utilizing that artificial intelligence to drive better retail pricing for us.
Right. We just had a great conversation with Michael Lacquier, too, and he was talking about the implementation of AI in a retail operation, saying there shouldn't be an AI strategy, there should be a business strategy, and then deploying AI in the right spots. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about it. Every tech company that we've talked to over the last 5 years, they always come to us and they pitch it, and they want to show their dashboard and about how they're trying to make it as easy as possible for our managers to get actionable information right away. AI hopefully is going to get us to where that dashboard is just a line and you type in, show me my top 100 customers today.
Yeah.
And you just ask and they give it, rather than trying to have so many different things on the dashboard, just ask the question and get the information.
So as you are walking, you will be walking the floor here, you're going to be checking out other sessions. You mentioned using AI for things like price optimization.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you think it's important for grocers and attendants here, especially a lot of the independent grocers, to be thinking about in terms of where they should invest in technology, in processes? Like, what's top of mind for you right now?
Ours is going to come to loyalty most of the time.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
What part?
So to differentiate ourselves, we run advertising, obviously, to put prices out in the market. We know that Walmart is going to have a lower base retail than us. That's just the reality of it. So we have to find ways to differentiate ourselves and bring customers in. So that's advertising. But getting into personalized advertising, Kroger's been doing it for years and did an excellent job with literally mailing coupons.
Right.
But finding ways to implement how we can continue to personalize it to each customer to make sure they're still engaging with us. We're giving them what they want when they want it and driving traffic that way. So that's where a lot of our focus is going to be technologically.
Okay. And are you leveraging any other kind of in-store marketing then on top of that? Or is it just like personalizing offers once they get in there? And then, like, how are you thinking about the omni-channel experience?
Yeah, so, I mean, some of it goes through e-commerce. We utilize Instacart, and so we push some of it through that. We have really, really good email engagement, which I hate to talk marketing and say that email is one of our most effective things, but it really is.
Well, yeah.
We reach a ton of people through email. Our open rates and our click rates are really good.
Yeah.
And so that's where most of our personal offers are flowing through.
Awesome.
And then they're also it takes them to our app. And so you get in your app and you go to where our coupons are located at, and you can see, you know, I frequently buy this brand of almond milk.
Right.
There's going to be a coupon for that. But then also, like, we might offer a coupon for the larger size or another brand that might be partnering with us to drive some incentives there. But most of that, so a little bit on the e-commerce side.
Yeah.
Most of it through our app and email. And then on the in-store side, we're really still just leveraging the same strategy we've been doing for years with advertised pricing.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of the time, if we have a big initiative with an almond milk brand,
right.
we might have displays to accompany it in store to okay. try to drive those additional purchases.
Some more traditional
well.
Types of marketing.
Sure.
Yeah.
And know how to do very well over the years.
Yeah,
so to that point, so as you look to advance marketing going forward, you're kind of at a show. We're in an exhibit hall right now. There's lots of tech here. There's lots of cool presentations being given at this show. What are you most excited about at this show to learn about, either watching or walking the floor?
So we have one store and we've got a space that is not profitable. It's empty.
Okay.
And I mean, you know how valuable every square foot of a store is. So
yes.
we got an area that's not profitable. So my main goal coming here this year was hopefully finding something that we can fill that space with. Hmm. It's just we've ran into a high shrink issue, low sales issue in this area, and we want to try to put something that again differentiates our experience. We rely on service and we rely on quality. That's how we get people in. And so our customer service has to be spectacular. People have to enjoy their experience at Price Chopper.
Yeah.
And so if we can put something in the store that's different than Walmart or anybody else, yeah. then there's that extra level.
What types
there.
Of so things are you thinking about?
I don't. So I mean, we
the merchant in me is going crazy.
I know.
Years right. and years ago, we put that fresh squeezed orange juice machine in.
Okay.
And so we've had that in our produce department for a long time. Like that, you know, 10 years ago, that was exciting. People loved that. It's
yeah.
still great, but it's not anything new at this point in time. So things like that. At IDDBA a couple of years ago, I saw they had a robotic cake decorating machine.
Oh, cool.
And so, I mean, you could
yeah.
like, if you wanted to say happy birthday Dylan on it, it pulls the cake up, writes it in there, you pick your color, you pick the design, all
yeah.
that stuff. So things like that.
The theater.
Retail
yeah.
theater.
It really is retail theater, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have one question to ask you because you seem like you've been diving deep and you were on the AI panel this morning. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you feel like is overhyped right now in the industry? Orange juice machines, perhaps. But like what else do you find walking around here that you
those
think
are over-squeezed, Dan.
Over-squeezed. Yeah. Oh, man. The dad jokes just keep coming. Is there anything else that you think, like, especially the independents, should not be spending as much time on
yeah,
right now as they are feeling like they should, maybe?
I don't. So self-checkout is one for us that's been a big pain point.
Mm, okay.
But
not everybody else.
Not necessarily the traditional self-checkout, but all of the different iterations of that are coming. The carts that are similar to like what Amazon is doing and
right.
things
yep.
like that. The touchless
the dash cart,
purchases
yeah.
and all that stuff. I think that's getting very, very overhyped. It's a great consumer convenience when it works.
Right.
And it is a huge pain point when it doesn't.
Right.
And then not to mention just on the traditional self-checkout side, the theft that comes with that
mm-hmm.
that is a huge piece and a huge pain point for us.
Okay.
But then from the consumer, you introduce all these security features and it becomes burdensome to them.
Sure.
So that's been one that, you know, we leaned in. It was necessary. We had to have self-checkout.
Right.
Yeah.
But we are trying to do as little as possible.
Right.
You're trying
right.
to figure out the right balance.
Yeah.
Especially,
in
I mean,
the operation, right?
Yeah. And we just said that service is one of our big points that mm-hmm. we want to interact with consumers mm-hmm. and make that. So sending them through self-checkout isn't exactly service.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Have you guys looked at Scan and Go at any point? Have you done that at all?
One
no?
of our counterparts, the McKeever's Price Chopper, has, and we're very close with them and talk frequently. So they've done it. The people that use it, they have great retention, but it's, you know, a tenth of a percent of their customers mm-hmm. have even tried it.
Right. It's hard to acclimate people to that behavior.
Yeah, it's
sure.
a very difficult learning
for
procedure.
Sure. Well, to that point, too, what are you looking forward to as you look? I mean, it's hard to believe we're in March already.
I know.
March 2024. It feels like we've been asking this question a lot already this year. But what are you looking forward to this year? Are there any big announcements that you have on the horizon that you can share?
There's nothing yet. We have a hopeful partnership coming in one of our locations that's going to introduce something new and exciting for consumers, a new touch point in the store that would be additional retail. So we're really excited
cool.
to hopefully introduce that in the next 3 months. But otherwise, nothing crazy. Hopefully there's some growth opportunities, but we're in a pretty saturated market.
Just getting your
City.
Customers the food that they need at
exactly.
good with good customer service at a good price.
Yeah, we have a lot of things to focus on without focus on the brand newest and greatest.
Yeah, running a grocery store is
yeah,
complicated.
There's
yeah.
a lot to, there's
a lot
to
lot
work out
parts.
There.
Yes,
like you, like we said at the beginning, like everybody has to shop for groceries. You've got a lot of people
yeah.
to manage, a lot of teams to manage too
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Are helping those yeah. customers. Well, great. That wraps us up. Thanks again to Vusion Group. Chris and I will be here all day today.
Yeah. Yes, we will all day today
and tomorrow
too.
Yes.
And I think, yeah. you know, if all goes well, we'll be here tomorrow as well. But thanks to Dylan Queen again.
Absolutely.
For
thank
being
you guys.
With us. Thanks for spending time with us. And as always, Ann, I think let's get him out of here in the right way.
Be careful out there.